It's Adam and Haley in the morning. Thanks so much for listening to us.
The music update, the Daily Haley, Team Adam, Team Haley, everything you missed this morning right here.
Adam and Haley in the morning on demand starts right now.
Check it out.
Music.
Here we go.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
Music.
Update.
So the bar is set to open this weekend, actually, and he is in full force getting all the final touches put up on the bar. Unfortunately, there is one thing that Morgan Wallen is not going to be able to add.
Okay.
The staff at the bar wanted to put up a neon sign, just like all the bars in Nashville have on Broadway. If you've ever been standing on Broadway, you can see all the neon signs with everyone's name on it as you kind of look down the street. The city council denied him putting that sign up. I mean, the vote was like 30-3.
Why?
One of the council members said, "I don't want to see a billboard with the name of a person who's throwing chairs off of balconies in our town."
Come on.
To me, this is so petty. Like, they're obviously letting him open the bar because they know it's going to bring in money for the city. And that's something they don't want to pass on. But they're going to tell him no to the neon sign that everybody has on their bar in Nashville.
Sounds personal. Sounds more than just that. It really does.
It's ridiculous. And even if you've seen pictures of the bar, he has a big sign that's already up that says Morgan Wallen's, this bar, Tennessee Kitchen. So I don't understand the point of this. If you want to see the sign that he was trying to get approved that he will no longer be able to put up, I have a picture of that up at yourgeorgiacountry.com/morning. And there's a rumor going around about Luke Combs. I wouldn't blame him if this was true. I mean, what else are you going to do on the road? I feel like this would be the perfect thing. It's half true. People have been saying that Luke brings a PGA Tour golfer on the road with him for golfing lessons, like in between tour stops as they're kind of running out of things to do, trying to kill time in the mornings and stuff. Apparently, he doesn't actually bring somebody that's on tour. He flies in a PGA Pro, which is basically like a certified teacher for PGA that is able to give him like golf lessons. And I guess he gives like Luke's tour people golf lessons too, which is kind of cool.
If you have the money, Haley, why not spend it? You know?
I know for a fact, without a doubt, if my husband had as much money as Luke Combs, we'd have a PGA Tour golf instructor at our house every single day giving him golf lessons.
You probably would live at a golf course knowing your husband.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Probably.
That would be awesome just to have that much money. All right, headed up to 87 today. We'll get sunshine all day. 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. Going to get you to experience Kane Brown and Tyler Hubbard and Parmalee. That'll come up today at 7:40 on The Secret Celebrity. When you get your plate, your meal comes out, Haley. Do you eat your favorite part first or last?
I don't know if most people even really have an order that they go in, but I'm saving my favorite part for the last thing that I eat. In fact, like, I start eating with my least favorite part of the meal and work my way through. And this is something I do subconsciously. I noticed it the other day because I was having one of my favorite bowls that has tomatoes and stuff like this. And I'll do this when I have salad too. But the tomatoes are always my least favorite part. I'm just not a big fan of tomatoes and salads and stuff like that. So I'll eat the tomatoes first. Then they're gone. And then I'll make my way to the next thing. Now, in a salad, croutons are my favorite. So I will save the croutons. Like, I'll eat all the lettuce, all the carrots, everything else that's in the salad. And at the end, I'll just have, like, my dressing and croutons that are all mixed together.
Well,
and I'll eat the dressing and croutons by themselves.
Okay, I got to be honest. When I have a salad, I eat it all at once. You know, like, just mix it together. When I have, especially at Thanksgiving, we have had this conversation. I love sweet potato souffle.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely love it. I will eat that first before the turkey or the ham or whatever you have. I will eat that first. The least favorite part of any meal for me is vegetables.
So you save those until the end?
I'd rather enjoy what I have on an empty stomach than eat green beans in whatever sauce.
See, my thinking is if I get what I don't like off of my plate, then I can really take my time and enjoy eating my favorite thing. I'll do it even with something as simple as pizza. Like, I'm a big fan of the crust on pizza. I'll eat the pizza down to the crust, and then I'll go on to my next piece. I'll eat the pizza down to the crust, and then I'll just have, like, crust left on my plate, but I don't leave it there. That's my favorite part. I'll start eating just the crust by itself of all the slices of pizza that I ate.
I've never heard anybody say it like that.
I don't know why I do this, and I didn't even notice it until the other day, but I think it's just a subconscious thing for me. I want to save that favorite part of my meal for the end.
So do you eat your favorite part of your meal first or last? And we want to know what it is that you're actually, if you're like Haley, saving it for last or you eat it first like me. We're at 800-849-1061. That's 800-849-1061. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Adam and Haley in the morning. Do you eat the favoritest thing on your plate first? Or do you save it till last when you get your meal?
I'm not trying to call you out, but I don't think favoritist is a word.
That's a word.
I just think you made that one up. But no, I have an order to what I eat. I'm always going to knock out my least favorite part of my meal at the beginning. That way I can save my favorite for last.
I got to eat my favorite thing first. I've got to do it. We got a call here. He definitely eats, saves it for last, his favorite thing. Who is this?
It's Chad from the Cole. First off, hi. I'm not going to put anything on my plate that I ain't going to like because I'm a fat boy. So if I'm going to put it on my plate, I'm going to eat every day of it. But in sense, as a favorite is my dessert. I am a type 2 diabetic, so I try to eat, like, you know, my chicken, mashed potatoes, my corn, green beans, or, you know, the Salisbury steak because, you know, all my favorites. Everything is my favorite.
Yeah.
What am I talking about? I'm a fat boy. I like everything.
Really sound like you have an issue with the whole order of your eating because you sound like you're on board with pretty much all of it, no matter what it is.
But I'm not going to eat my dessert to the last. And if I get my favorites is always going to be either cheesecake, the chocolate pudding, or banana pudding, or ice cream cone with some fudge on it. I talk about food too much.
You eat all of that? For dessert?
I'm 255 pounds. It took me a long time to get this physique. I'm not going to go down. If I go down that...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello there.
Good morning.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
We may now begin our day.
Yay! Time to wake up, North Georgia.
106.1 WNGC.
Your Georgia country.
It's time.
The people need to know.
For the Daily Haley.
Haley.
Wake up!
Now. Here's Haley.
This has been a big legal battle, and we really didn't know how this was going to shake out, but we now have more details. We know that Graceland is not going to be auctioned off like we initially thought it would be. Elvis Presley's granddaughter, Riley, won her court battle against the company that planned to auction it off, and she has been fighting for this ever since she found out that there was the possibility that it could be auctioned off. What started all of this was an investment and private lending company said that Graceland had been put up as a collateral on a $3.8 million loan that was never paid by the Presley family. So the company was going to sell Graceland to get the money back, I guess was the idea of all of this. Well, apparently that was a scam. And Elvis Presley's granddaughter has been saying that for weeks and weeks since this whole legal battle has been going on. But she ended up being right once the FBI got involved and investigated all of this. It turns out that it was a scam.
Wow. How does everybody get through the paperwork and all that to make it to this point? You know, like nobody flagged that and said, oh, that's not real.
Especially with something as big as Graceland. Like you would think that wouldn't be possible. It's a really weird situation. I know the FBI is continuing to investigate on how they even made it to that point. So we'll see if any more details come out of this. And I'm sure you've seen all the buzz on social media about Chiefs player Harrison Butker. He did a graduation speech at a college, and in the graduation speech, he's the kicker for the Chiefs on their team. He basically alluded to a lot of his very traditional values, and he made comments like his wife is happy that she's married and happy that she never ended up pursuing the career that she thought she was going to pursue, and just kind of strongly alluded to the fact that women should not work and women should be a housewife, which is a very traditional view and value. And he got a lot of lashback for this. People immediately jumped on him and said, like, you're speaking at a graduation where you have women that are graduating with degrees going into the workforce. Like, that is not the time to say something like that. We've been waiting to hear a statement from any of the players that he plays with on the Chiefs, but Coach Andy Reid did finally say something that alluded to the speech.
I didn't talk to him about this. I don't think we need to. We're a microcosm of life here, everybody from different areas, different religions, different races. And so we all get along. We all respect each other's.
It's true what he says. Like, everyone is entitled to their own beliefs here. And I get where Andy's coming from. But also, I feel like it's disrespectful in the day and age we live in. Maybe that's just me because I am a woman who works. And I respect women who decide to be stay-at-home moms. I think that's very respectable, too. I don't know. I don't think it's right to say one's better than the other.
It definitely ruffled a lot of feathers. He is a Georgia Tech grad. Haley, keep that in mind.
Yeah. It's just very, very interesting how this all shook out. And hopefully if nothing else, this is a learning experience for him to maybe think before you speak. And Pittsburgh is officially set to host the 2026 NFL draft. I know this is far in the future, but Pittsburgh will be the 10th city to host the draft since they started taking it on the road, which is exciting for all the fans that will be there. Green Bay will host the draft next spring, which is also exciting. So just keep all this in mind as we move forward.
When you have the draft on, that sound goes over every time a new pick is, and it's so exciting just to see what your team's going to get. I love that.
I love watching all the storylines, too. I know we just had the draft, so it'll be a while before we have another one, but I'm excited for it when it happens. More excited for this, though, because this is coming up in the very near future. I have been informed from our man down the hall, Logan, that we are 100 days out from kickoff for UGA, that first game against Clemson. I know it feels far away with that number being 100, but it will sneak up on us very quickly. And before you know it, we'll be inside Sanford Stadium watching the Dogs play game after game, week after week.
It always comes quick. After you go on vacation, summer vacation, you look at the schedule like, oh boy, a couple weeks, we're down at Sanford again.
So I really feel like once you hit that 100-day mark, that's when it starts flying by. So we'll see.
We're excited for that. We're going to have really sunny weather and warm weather for the next couple of days. 87 today. It's 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country, on Adam and Haley in the morning at 7:30 in about 30 minutes. Haley, if you need the money, we'd love to get you the money.
8 o'clock is that next keyword and your next shot to win $1,000.
The question is, what are your kids freaked out about? And you can even take it back when, if you don't have any kids, when you were a kid, what were you freaked out about? And what got me thinking about this and reminded me last night when we were doing some shopping, they have a little fast food restaurant inside the Walmart. So we sit down, we get a little food there, and Aspen, my son, gets his wings, and then all of a sudden starts swatting the air and saying, stop, go. And it's a fly.
And you would think it was like the world was melting down around him.
And it got me to thinking, too, my daughter Piper is so freaked out about flies. We'll be in the car. If one gets in the car and we're driving down the road, she is hysterical. Like I'm afraid she's going to open the door and try to get out of the car. That's how hysterical it is. Where she wants out of the car, the fly. I'm like, it's a fly. It's not going to do anything to you.
Do you think as a kid you just don't get like flies don't hurt you?
It's got to be
that. And they're
going
to be there. There's nothing that you can do to get rid of flies. Like, they're just going to exist in the world.
Yeah. And it's like maybe they think it's tight like a bee or a wasp and it will sting you and it doesn't do anything to you.
I think as a kid you're just so innocent and it's good, but like your mind just doesn't wrap itself around the larger picture. Like if something's bothering you immediately, then it's like your biggest concern and your biggest worry. I don't have kids of my own yet, but I remember when I was a kid, it would drive my mom insane because I had this huge fear of getting any sort of shampoo in my eye or even sunscreen. Like when I would get a little bit of shampoo in my eye, you would have thought the world was collapsing. Like I would freak out, I'd panic, I'm grabbing the towel, I'm like, mom, please help me, the shampoo.
Yeah.
And it was the same way with the sunscreen. She used to hate when we would go to the beach and she'd have to put sunscreen on me because she'd like lather my face up, because that's what you do when you have kids. And I'd get it in my eye and I'd have a panic attack every time.
My daughter does the same thing with the soap. I'll be downstairs and she's in the bath screaming, daddy, like it's like something really happened. I've got soap in my eye, I got shampoo in my eye, give me a rag. And it's until I give her that rag, that's what I'm hearing.
My parents used to always tell me that I was like the kid who cried wolf. They used to always say, stop crying wolf, because we're not going to believe you when something serious really happens. But I think it's really just all kids who react like that.
What's one thing your kids freak out about? If you don't have kids, take it back to when you were a kid. You got freaked out about this. We're at 800-849-1061. That's 800-849-1061. It's 106.1 WNGC, your Georgia country, on Adam and Haley in the morning. The things your kids get freaked out about at 800-849-1061. Nice to see that Haley and my daughter Piper has the same thing in common about the soap getting in their eyes in the shower.
I still kind of get mad about that too when it happens. I'm not going to lie. I never grew out of that one either.
No, it does feel weird. I will get that. Also, we went to the dentist yesterday and something really easy. They just had to seal some stuff on her teeth. The taste was terrible and she let everybody know. And she was unhappy and freaked out about it. And she had to have another taste in her mouth. I'm like, come on.
You're like, Piper, it's literally just something that you have to have in your mouth for 10 seconds. Yeah. Do it. Get over it. Move on.
In and out. All right. Who is this and where you live at?
It's Russell. I live in Dawsonville. My youngest son cannot stand spiders. And this particular one time he got in the shower, there was one behind his little scrunchie that he used with the soap. And he freaked out and was screaming. I thought he had fallen or something. Wound up to be a little bitty black spider. And I washed down the drain. And he goes, I'm done. no shower.
It's the whole, oh my goodness, there's a huge bug. Yeah. Dad, come get the huge bug. And then you walk in and it's like the size of a tack.
Well, you can mention a spider around him and he will jump. His girlfriend kills him 40 miles.
Oh, that's
there
nice.
You go. It all worked out. She's the bug killer in the relationship. I like it.
1061 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam, Team Haley. Sponsored by Mark Spain Real Estate.
Yay, team!
It's time to pick a side.
Man, I am so excited that school is ended. And if it hasn't ended, it's about to end. For my kids, it ends tomorrow, the last day of school. They get to watch a movie. They get pajamas. They do a little party, and they hang out all day with their friends. There's really not much going on other than that. So they're excited because they're not going to see a lot of those friends all day. So Team Adam is totally leave them there. Let them have their fun. They can hang with their friends. A lot of them they won't see over the summer because everybody's just so busy. It's kind of one last thing for their grades because my kids are in fourth and in second. So it's kind of the last thing where they're a fourth grader and they're a second grader. And I think it's awesome. So Team Adams, leave them there.
They have been partying and having fun and watching movies and hanging out with their friends for a week or two now leading up to the end of the school year. I'm telling you, on that last day of school, I always got checked out early. I maybe went for 2-3 hours if we had like an end of year party that my parents could go to. They would come. They check me out after. What? I was gone.
You
have a great summer.
You miss so much. There's so much cool things.
No, you don't miss anything. You miss like cleaning out the desks and helping the teacher get ready for the end of the year. I'm telling you, the teachers are sitting there wanting your kids to get checked out. They have had an exhausting year. It's the last day. They're trying to get everything wrapped up so they can get out the door as soon as 3 o'clock hits or 3:15, depending on when the school day gets out. They want your kids gone as early as they can possibly get gone.
I disagree. I know my kids' teachers are going to be sad when they leave. They want some more time with them to hang with them. You know, just they got the movie. They got the popcorn. Your pajamas are on. This is great stuff. I think they want to spend that last bit of little time they can.
You are being that parent. That parent where the teachers are sitting around like, are Aspen and Piper, your kids, ever going to get out of here? Like, come on, we're coming up on the end of the day. They're probably the only ones left in the classroom when school gets out.
That's not true. That is not true, Haley. 800-849-1061. Are you Team Adam? I really need to win. Are you Team Adam that you let your kids at school for the last day, the whole day, you leave them there? Or Team Haley is, nope, check them out. They're done.
Check them out. Do something fun with them. Take them to lunch.
We have the whole summer to do fun.
Get them out of the teacher's hair.
9.5 weeks of summer this year.
Stop being that parent.
800-849-1061. Are you Team Adam or are you Team Haley? Pick this one. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Team Adam and Team Haley this morning. This is becoming really, really big debate in here. And I am so about keeping the kids at school for the last day of school. Mine have their last day tomorrow. They do a class party. They watch a movie. They can wear pajamas. They make popcorn. They just hang with their friends. And I think that's a really cool experience. The last day they're going to have with their friends in that grade.
They'll see him again next year. Check him out. Travis and Peggy on Facebook say, Team Adam, let the kids stay at school and enjoy their friends one last day. Our grandson was excited about going the last day because he knew he could just play all day long. But can't he just play at home? Jenny on Facebook says, check them out early. Those teachers are done at this point and ready for the kids to go.
But I will tell you, Jenny, that you have the kids now for the next 9.5 weeks.
Okay, but your teacher has had them for so long. The teachers are ready for a break. They are absolutely exhausted. I know because my husband and my mom are both teachers, and they are both hoping that kids get checked out on the last day.
Listen, Teacher Alex, your husband, can do it one more day. You can turn on the movie.
Okay, but you're not a teacher. If you were shoes, you would know how hard it is.
All right, Lori, her kids go to Franklin County High School. What's going on?
Hey, Adam, I'm Team Haley. I don't even send mine the last day.
You don't send yours?
Why would you? They're not doing anything productive.
The high school actually gives finals, but I told them any final they had to give him, they had to give it by Tuesday afternoon.
You're the cool parent, Lori.
He's missing out. This is the last time he'll see his friends in that grade.
It doesn't matter, Adam.
He'll see them all next year.
It's 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country. Team Adam and Team Haley on the last day of school. I am definitely letting my kids stay to do all the parties, wear their pajamas, watch a movie, hang out with their friends. They can't do that very often in school.
You're letting them drive their teachers crazy, too. Add that to the list. Amanda on Facebook says, I worked in a school and we had so much to do the last day that it was great having just one or two kids left. It helped so much for them to go home. See, Adam, your kids are those one or two kids left. Think about how your kids' teachers would feel if you checked them out and they were gone and they had no kids. Don't be that parent. There's nothing wrong with checking them out and letting them go home a few hours early.
Can I also say when they get off the bus, which is really cool the last day, all the parents have the silly string and the confetti when they come out. That's cool.
You know what you can do when they get in the car after you check them out?
Oh,
you can
stop.
Do the silly string stop. And the confetti and say, woohoo!
Who is this? Where are you listening at here?
From Gainesville, Georgia. Team Haley.
Take them to do something fun. Get them out of the teacher's way.
The teacher told me a couple weeks before the end of the year, if you want them out, check them out early.
So take them home.
Get out of here.
The teachers have lives too, Adam. They've been with your kids the entire school year.
It's not like extra work for them.
It's
one last hurrah with them.
I agree with Haley. We do a lot for the teacher, but they need a break too.
Yeah, they need a break, and you need to get your kids out of their way.
What's your vote? 800-849-1061. We're waiting for it. 1061 WNGC, your Georgia country on Team Adam and Team Haley this morning. I really need a win, y'all, and this is not looking good. I'll even admit that. I don't get it. I thought this was one I could definitely win.
Honestly, going into it, I thought you might win this one, too. I'm like, he's got this one in the bag. He'll be on his comeback in just a few minutes, and here we are. I'm telling you, teachers don't want your kids there. The kids don't want to be there. Just check them out on that last day. It's not going to hurt anything.
My kids' last day is tomorrow, and I intend to keep them in school like every last day because they have their parties, and they get to hang with friends one last time. And coming off the bus, which I should have said originally, I just remember that. It's like all the parents shoot silly string and confetti, and it's like a big thing.
All the parents, you mean you and the one other parent who sends their kids home on the bus and doesn't check them out early?
That is not true. I don't know what is going on in the Jefferson School District, but it is not like Cherokee County. All right, good morning. What do you say, Team Adam or Team Haley?
Team Haley, because when the teacher sends you home that nice note that says, oh, your child's going to have a party at 10 o'clock, please feel free to attend and then check your child out. What are they telling you?
You're just missing the hint, Adam. Like, they're giving you all the hints here. We're going to be watching movies. Wear your pajamas. That means keep your kid at home.
Very frustrating. Exactly. You guys are frustrating me. No, they need to experience that one last time.
Experience what? Watching a movie?
No, hanging with friends. Yeah. And watching a movie in class never happens, so that's kind of cool.
Okay. It's been a long time since you've been to elementary school.
Oh, my goodness.
For sure.
Thank you for calling. So what's the verdict here?
It's looking like I'm pulling out another win this morning.
I don't know
what's going on.
Have I won in May? I don't think I have.
You won in the month of May. People are going to start thinking that I'm lying. They're going to start counting up all the votes on Facebook, but it's not rigged.
Is that rigged?
I promise you, it's not rigged. I'm 100% the winner this morning, and I'm on top of the world. I mean, I feel like I can't stop winning.
Way to rub it in.
I want to play that song like, we are the champions.
Nope, we're not doing that on this radio station. Sorry. Unfortunately, we don't have that song.